Last summer, it was the anti-government protests in Turkey that were making headlines. Well, the anger from those protests re-erupted in Istanbul today at a memorial for 15-year-old Berkan Elvan. He was injured during the unrest last summer and had been in a coma. He died yesterday. The mourners today called on Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan to resign. They say he's to blame for ordering such a heavy-handed crackdown against protesters. Earlier, I asked reporter Dalia Mortada in Istanbul to tell me how Berkan Elvan died.
Well, he was sent out by his family to go out and get a loaf of bread one morning during the protests. And as he was out, he was hit in the head with a tear gas canister. According to a Human Rights Watch report, doctors had said that, you know, he was probably hit at close range, but there's no way of confirming that. And he spent, you know, the last 9 months in a coma, and he eventually passed away yesterday morning after complications.
And that loaf of bread that young Berkan Elvan was dispatched by his parents to get, that's apparently turned into something of a symbol for a lot of these protesters.
You know, people were holding loaves of bread as a symbol for these protesters. And actually at the memorial site at the mosque where people had gathered, there are a couple of loaves of bread hanging on the walls of the mosque on the entrance and next to a wreath that has Berkan Elvan's picture on it.
Wow, loaves of bread hanging at the mosque. What is the feeling among these people who are mourning Berkan Elvan? Are they mourning a tragedy or still seething with anger?
You know, it's a little bit of both. It's a very sad occasion for a lot of people. And you hear, you know, how sad it is that a child was killed in all of this. And on top of that, a child that wasn't even participating in the protest. But people are really angry. And I think it feels like the protests that, you know, took place last night and took place this morning, you know, today for the memorial are much more sad and angry as opposed to energized like they were during the Gezi period.
So ultimately, Dalia, what kind of a symbol has Berkan Elvan become?
He's become a symbol of the police brutality, especially during the Gezi Park days. During that time when people had gathered peacefully, people were shocked by the amount of tear gas and the amount of rubber bullets and water cannons were used against them when they weren't doing anything violent. Yesterday, Berkan Elvan's mother was obviously absolutely devastated and distraught. And one thing that she said that really moved a lot of people, she said that God didn't take my son, Tayyip Erdogan did.
Wow.
And that seemed to have resonated with a lot of people, with the anger that they feel, especially towards the police brutality. Because after Berkan Elvan had gotten hit, the police were praised by the prime minister. You know, the prime minister called them brave and strong and thanked them for their hard work in dispersing, you know, these violent crowds of protesters.
Today, though, as Dalia suggested a minute ago, the memorial protests for 15-year-old Berkan Elvan were relatively calm. But soon after we spoke, Dalia called back to say tensions were clearly rising in Istanbul.
Now it's definite clashes. On my way home, you know, I encountered at least 1,000 demonstrators that were coming back from the memorial and headed towards Taksim Square, which is in the center of the city. And there were a lot of youth, a lot of kids, you know, probably in their later years of high school and early years of university, and some groups with flags, you know, political groups or social activist groups. And as I was walking back, they were chanting and they were, you know, there was a lot of energy. And all of a sudden, you know, you hear the bang of the tear gas canisters and you feel the tear gas right away. And lots of people started running, you know, in every direction that they could, while others stayed calm, you know, trying just to get home because they weren't interested in getting involved in a clash with the police.
Did you get a sense of kind of who threw the first stone?
Unfortunately not. I couldn't see that. You know, the people that I was around, it was just people chanting and peaceful. But at the front of the group near where the police were, I can't tell what's going on. Barricades are already going up. You know, in sort of strategic areas, you'll see anywhere between 3 or 4 buses full of police. To in Taksim, you've got dozens of buses full of police.
What were the people chanting?
You know, either killer police in Turkish, katil police, or hukumet istifa, which means government resign, or Erdogan resign, or killer Erdogan, you know, any combination of those.
Needless to say, it seems like a big change in mood from earlier in the day when these mourners were really just focused on Berkan Elvan. It sounds like this something ratcheted it up.
You know, the momentum from the sorrow and maybe the largeness of the crowd moved in a different direction. And now these are looking more like the protests that we'd been seeing in the past.
Reporter Dalia Mortada in Istanbul, thanks for the update.
Thanks.